In 2014, Phoenix adopted a complete streets ordinance with the goal of designing the city to be more accommodating to pedestrians and bicyclists. Earlier this week, the Phoenix New Times reported the mass resignation of all but two members of the Complete Streets Advisory Board. The resigning members, in a letter to the mayor, accused city staff of lying and trying to obstruct their work. We reached Maria Hyatt, Phoenix Street Transportation Director, for reaction to the resignations and accusations that the department was hostile to their group.
We know that they have worked for almost 4 years tirelessly as volunteers. They give us their time. And we're very disappointed that they have resigned because we do believe that there's a process to move this forward. But I do understand their frustration.
And joining us now is Leslie Dornfeld. She has been serving as the Complete Streets Advisory Board Chair up until recently. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
So 6 out of 8 board members resigning seems pretty drastic. How do you feel that the city obstructed your work on this board?
Well, I think that the letter that we wrote made it fairly clear. The letter really laid out the process and what happened. I think that the committee, after appearing at several citizen boards and having them all take the exact same action, which is kind of surprising because they don't talk to one another, realized that we were being undermined, that there really isn't an interest in the city of Phoenix staff level to truly provide access for all. There's interest in being able to check the box and saying they offer complete streets so that they're eligible for funding. I think that there are council members that are working very hard to accomplish complete streets, and I don't want to paint the whole city black with one brush, but, you know, electeds don't particularly know what happens at a staff level, and I think that we're also, they're not aware of what happens in terms of other committees and entities being lobbied, which they were. These entities don't know the citizens that work tirelessly for 4 years individually, but they know the lobbyists because they're at their door every week.
Right.
And those lobbyists lied. So we're frustrated, and we feel that, you know, we've done our best. We've tried for 4 years to do the right thing. What we recommended is this national standard that's been adopted by literally hundreds of cities. It's not mandatory. It was just guidelines. It was something we would like to do.
So outline that for us a little bit, Leslie. Tell us more about what the board was there to do. Like, I know this had to do with pedestrian safety, with bicycle friendly.
We were there to have a policy created. The policy was adopted. The next thing that we were directed by the city council to do, after every village planning committee asked for complete streets in the city, was to develop design guidelines. That took us quite a long time. Mm-hmm. We spent an entire year working with the development community using a process and projects that they selected to understand cost, we worked through that very carefully. We made a lot of changes based on their comments, but the truth of the matter is they basically felt that they didn't want them, and they went ahead and started lying at public hearings. The third thing we were supposed to do was have performance standards, and those would be based on the design guidelines so that we would be able to go back and say, hey, you know, this idea was a good idea, but it's not really performing the way we anticipated it.
And so
So let's go back and check that and make sure it's doing the right thing.
Yeah. Did any of the things that the advisory board wanted to see happen and that the city initially said they wanted the advisory board to do, did any of those things come to fruition over these 4 years?
Yeah, the one thing that happened is we were able to adopt a complete streets policy.
Okay. So why resign? Is it just like you were at the end of your rope and there was no way to move forward at this point, you think?
What we recommended was not mandatory. It would have resulted in safer streets. We were watching literally one person a week die on city streets because mm-hmm. they don't have adequate sidewalks or the walking environment is poor. We watched a committee approve $30 million in transit funding and then not approve the infrastructure that allowed people to get there safely or easily or comfortably because developers didn't want to have that happen. They make money from the transit. They don't make money from complete streets. We watched every effort we tried be undermined. And we also, you know, didn't feel like, I think what's most telling is a planning commission member on our committee was one of the ones that resigned because the Planning Commission was lobbied. And I don't blame those boards and commissions. They don't know. But, you know, our committee realized that, you know, we are volunteers. We're not paid. And we're not able to manipulate boards and commissions like other entities with paid lobbyists can. And we realized that we weren't being effective, and the city really wasn't interested in adopting Complete Streets.
All right. That's Leslie Dornfeld. She served as the advisory board chair for Complete Streets until this week. Leslie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.